Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a very special Christmas Day edition of Mini Crush.
I was trying to think of a Christmas song to insert Movie Crush lyrics into and realized that the song that came to mind was actually a Thanksgiving song.
Is there a Thanksgiving
we song? We Gather Together.
I don't know that song.
We gather together. It's like a Quaker song, I think. It's a, you know, to ask the Lord's blessing. No, Quakers, like the Quaker faith.
Sure. I'm
just kidding. Quake before the presence of God.
I have a very good friend who is Quaker.
Really? They're very chill. They're very progressive.
They are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know the Quaker service where you just sit in a circle and no one speaks?
Nobody quakes?
Unless you feel compelled to? That sounds like my kind of service.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
I had a friend who went to a Quaker school and said it reminded me of like something like Montessori or like the Waldorf school or something,
right.
You know?
Yeah. So what we did here, folks, was a couple of weeks ago I put out a call for people to give personal messages, doesn't have to have anything to do with movies, just personal messages to friends and loved ones, family, whatever you want to say to someone. And we were going to read as many as we could, but they were so great. I thought, you know what, let's make it its own show. It was going to be a segment on Mini Crush, but we thought, what better way to do this? And I think, Noel, this might have been your half idea. Call it a Christmas card edition, read them all, and just kind of get all the feels going here on Christmas Day.
I love it.
So Ramsey's here as well. Ramsey, you feel free to comment at will. Once again, the muzzle is off.
There's no muzzle.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to get it started here. We'll just take turns, as I said, with one of our oldest friends, Stellan Carlson, says, I'd like to send a message of love and hope to all the LGBTQI people who have been shunned and or ostracized by their families. You might feel lonely, especially during the holidays, but I want you to know that there are millions of us out there ready and willing to love and accept you for who you are. Feeling lonely does not mean you are alone. Man, Stellan, he just nails it every time. Love that guy. Hope to meet one day.
Indeed. Really top member of the Movie Crush community. Another top member here is Lindsay, a top fan. Lindsay Love, and her message goes to Ryan. She says, Ryan, thank you for being so enthusiastically supportive of me and my giant goofball projects, writing a novel, visiting a ton of national parks. You fill my world with laughter, and you're the best dog dad to Cairo, or is it Cairo? This is me questioning because we have a Cairo, Georgia, that's pronounced Cairo. So I'm thinking it's Cairo.
Okay.
I'm so lucky to have you.
Great.
That is sweet.
Wonderful. Jennifer Adolph says, thank you to Chuck, Noel, Ramsey, and all of the Movie Crushers for being so fun, kind, and interesting. This is the best group. The podcast has made my daily long commute so much better, and this group is fucking awesome. Nice, Jennifer. Thank you, guys. This Canadian girl loves you all. Love it.
Oh, man. Next, we've got one from Laura Bjorklund to Rob. Rob, we've gone from visiting two countries a year to two kids in 17 months. The past 10 years have been the greatest. Here's to the next 10, probably filled with more kids' movies than comedies.
I love it. Two kids in 17 months. Man. They like to do it, Noel.
Yeah, sure do.
Lisa Pott says, a simple thank you to Josh. Josh isn't on the show. How dare you? I'm just kidding. Thank you to Josh, Chuck, and Noel. You were the first people to hook me on podcast. Have been to a live show of Stuff You Should Know, and it won't be my last. Here's to all of the How Stuff Works group. Cheers and blessings to you all. Very lovely. Thanks, Lisa.
Lovely indeed. Jessica Amber has a message to Bo. She says, you made my heart at least three times bigger, and your dad is pretty great, too. That's it.
Interesting. So Bo is a plastic surgeon and made her heart three times bigger. That's very cool.
Or, you know, it could be like a Grinch kind of situation, a Grinch reference.
Yeah, maybe so.
The heart grew three sizes that day.
Right, a reverse Grinch.
Yes.
I love it. Rebecca Pasco says, I have posted before how much this group has been a safe refuge for me in dark times, both as a friendly, loving space, which is a rare thing online these days, and a wonderful distraction from my often painful reality at present. I can't tell you how much that means. Rebecca, thanks a lot, and I'm sorry to hear about your bad time, and I'm glad this is a refuge for you.
Absolutely. This one is for you, Chuck. It's from Dan Turk, and he says, I found Kewpie mayo at my local Wegmans. And you were so right. It's amazing. Where's Wegmans?
We could
we could geographically target this individual.
Probably. It seems regional. I love that. That Kewpie mayo is so good.
It's good stuff.
But I'm still a Dukes guy. Oldest of pals, Rebecca Robe. To my dearest railroad man, thank you for working so hard to keep my train on the tracks. Thank you for holding my hand, for not looking at me any different, for reminding me I'm stronger than this, and also reminding me I don't always have to be. There's no one else in this world I'd rather have by my side through this or anything else that life will throw at us. I love you. Oh, Jesus, Road.
The railroad man.
What are you trying to do to me?
Ugh, this is like a Christmas rom-com podcast personified. I love it.
Lovely.
Feeling all the things. Okay, this one's from David Rich. Says, Merry Christmas to all my friends and family from David Rich in Christchurch, New Zealand.
That's right. Lee Leonard says, to Carrie Lee, over the past 2+ years, I've watched you suffer mightily. I've seen you rise high and then fall down over and over, but always with steadfast determination, you get back up, brush yourself off, and fight with everything you have. You're courageous, beautiful, kind, and brave. You're an inspiration. Never give up, but if you stumble, I will always be there to take your hand. I love you, darling. That's lovely. Man, these are good people.
They really are. Good community in the Crushers there. We've got one from top fan Rachel McKeachin, who says, to my dearest husband, Chuck. Is this a different?
No.
Okay, got it. see how cool this podcast is? Now they're saying your name, too. You should listen more.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Our oldest of pals, Becca Lou, says, TMR, there's no one else I'd rather go through this life with. You drive me absolutely insane 50% of the time, and the other 50%, you're making me laugh so hard, I almost pee myself. Ditto. Becca, I love that. Sounds like my marriage.
I'm peeing myself right now. Just out of pure joy.
That's right.
Yep. Next, we've got one from top fan Helen Lyons. Lyons? I'm going to go with Lyons. I love the cyber friendship I've made via Movie Crush with fellow Greyhound owner Teresa Barker. I'm assuming she means the dog, not the bus line. Nice to meet kindred spirits in middle age.
I love it. Never too old to make friends, Noel.
Oh, I feel the same way.
I made some really great new friends in the past few years.
I have too.
It's really heartening. Mm-hmm. Linnea Barnett says, Joe, I wouldn't have made it through the past few months without you. Losing the pregnancy was the hardest thing we've ever gone through, and we've made it to the other side. I love you the mostest. That is amazing, Linnea, and that is tough stuff. I know what you mean there. That's tough.
This one's interesting. It's from Tom Cook, and it's directed at my friend Stephen Ewells, and is apparently Tom Cook's dear friend as well. Stephen Ewells, you helped cultivate my love of good cinema. A lot of time, miles, and even oceans between us, but after 30-plus years, you are truly my oldest of friends.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know Tom Cook, but Stephen Ewells is indeed, I can vouch for him. He is a lovely, stand-up, very intelligent guy.
I love it. Zach Pointer, our oldest of pals in Japan, says, I want to send a message back to my two sweet kids, Alisa and Luki. I love you too, to Pluto and back. May your dreams be answered, and may you two grow up with never losing your lust for life. Very nice.
This one's from Matthew Kukuro. This is me, for the first time, having to attempt a lot of these pronunciations,
I know, right?
Chuck.
Uh-huh.
Great name. If I may. Dad, thanks for always being willing to watch some long-form mid-century masterpiece with me growing up. I'm assuming he means masterpiece theater. No, just long-form mid-century masterpieces.
Sure.
With me growing up. It's memories of early Saturday mornings and Bridge Over the River Kwai that will stay with me always. Merry Christmas, Matt Chewy.
Sarah Law, one of our oldest friends, says, thank you, Chuck and Noel, for being such stand-up guys. We have a great community thanks to you. And thanks to that jerk Coop for always making me laugh. She's talking about Aaron Cooper, of course.
Aaron Cooper. Funny
only
dude.
One Coop.
Photoshop master and indeed stand-up guy. This one's from Matthew Jones. This message is dedicated to my wife of over 10 years. She allows me my movie indulgences, whether it's the stacks upon stacks of DVDs in our basement or going to the movies by myself to have some me time. Thank you, Jennifer Jones.
Oh, that's nice. Brian Schlockman says, to Nate, my second child, born on Thanksgiving Day. You're beautiful, cuddly, and cry much less than your brother did. I can't wait to get to know you more and see how you will kick butt in this world. I love you more than anything. Oh, that's nice. But Brian, he can't understand this yet.
No, not yet, but one day.
Spoiler.
Because podcasts are going to stand the test of time, Chuck. They're going to be around like a time capsule. Deb Sanders says, as a young girl recovering alone from an abusive grandfather and an indifferent mom, my sister Diane was everything to me. I'd see her little teal VW in the driveway and my whole heart would lighten. She brings fun and magic everywhere she goes, and I don't know anyone who is more loved than she is. Now we're two old widows living together and having a blast. And she still brings joy and light to my heart.
Man.
Good Lord. I'm like about to tear up reading this.
Jeez.
That is really a lovely sentiment. And it's so wonderful to have people that are that close to you in your life that can help you through the worst times and,
yeah,
you know, be like a rock for each other, and that your sisters, it just adds to it. It's so cool.
It's what it's all about. Eric Peterson says, Lily and Violet Peterson, your dad loves you so much. You're both kind, smart, beautiful, and the absolute best daughters a guy could ever have. Sound like a good dad, Eric.
This one is from Michael Ormond, also a top fan. Joe and Sarah B., congratulations on the new baby boy. You should be delivering 12/3/19.
I love it. Our Mark Villopando says, Smoky Velvet. That's you, Noel.
Yes.
Lay the pipes down for my wifey, Mahal Kita Mahalko, to Lauravel. Tell her to listen to podcasts more, too.
Is he telling me he wants to lay some pipe?
I don't
understand.
What that means is, I love you, my love, in Tagalog.
Got it. But was he wanting me to say those words?
I think so. Mahal Kita.
Mahal Kita.
Mahal Ko.
Mahal Ko.
All right.
Love it.
Yeah. I can't believe what you said, Noel.
I didn't mean it like that about his never mind. I'm sorry. It's an odd expression. All right. Next, we've got Greta Koning. To Abby, my best friend, I admire you so much. We have been through a lot together, and I am so glad to call you my best friend after 23 years. Neither of us have a sister, but you are as much one to me as a biological one. I am wishing a wonderful 2020.
That's great. She's great. Charles Martin Akers, he's great. Chuck and Noel and Ramsey, I hope you guys have an amazing holiday season. Please give Dana, Kareen, Mabel, and Alice Marie an old pal shout out. I think they are tired of my giddiness every time I get one and have to replay it for them. That's great. Thanks, Charles Martin. See him.
Indeed.
And congratulations on the new house.
Yeah, for sure.
I saw where he was moving out of his house.
Oh, that's great.
I assume he's moving into a new house.
Yeah, well, it seems like a safe assumption.
Yeah.
But nice to turn around for the end of a year and start fresh in a new location. Next, we've got Justin Lee Cox. I love you, Ducky. That's all it says. Very mysterious.
All right.
Who is this Ducky? I must know.
Alicia D., it's one of the oldest of friends, says, I want to shout out Lillian Rolfe. She was my secret Santa last year. She's an active member here. And on a few other sites, she's been really helpful to me in dealing with my grief and generally just post really cool things and always reminds me there are great people like her out there. Thanks, Alicia. That's lovely.
Next, we've got one from Matthew K. Shock. Shock, S-C-H-O-C-H. I think I got it right the first time. Jana, you are the best thing that has ever happened to me. Exclamation mark.
And that's it?
That's it.
That's all you need to say. V. Tok says, to my kids, the password to unpause the internet at home is in my sock drawer. Love, Dad. That's nice.
I finally get to read one from Gail, the Danger Oven Koontz.
Love it.
Happy birthday, Pook.
Oh, it's not my birthday. Just kidding. That's for her great husband. They're both wonderful. Candy Malger Reiter says, to my brother, Matt, you're one of my favorite people on the planet, and you inspire me every day. And so you know it's me and not some other sister with a brother named Matt. I leave you with this. He was Edmond Dantes, and he was my father and my mother, my brother, my friend. He was you and me. He was all of us.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that. Coded
like
message.
A tagline for a movie or something. Yeah. Next, we've got one from Mark Willard. Shout out to my best friend, Candace. So glad you're home.
Welcome home, Candace. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Mike Castro says this. My first thanks goes to Josh, Chuck, and Jerry. You guys helped me through a rough patch in my life. Also, thanks to Nolan Ramsey. You fit in nicely in our Stuff You Should Know universe. I also want to say thank you to my lovely girl, Charlene. And I apologize, Mike, but this is one of those where you had to click see more. and I did not click see more.
Oh, no.
Before I printed it. But suffice to say that Charlene has taught you something.
Absolutely.
So thank you for that.
You always got to click see more, Chuck.
I did. I thought I did. I went through and tried to do that for all of these.
No, this is – I don't know how you even did this, Chuck. I don't know how you print stuff out in this way,
Facebook?
In this format. No.
I don't know.
You're good with computers, Chuck. This is from Steve DeVries. To my wife, Kathy, sorry I spend more time listening to Chuck than to you. Ooh.
Never apologize for that.
Yeah, okay, fair.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. Teresa Barker, one of our old friends, says, to my daughter Elizabeth, who introduced me to Stuff You Should Know, which led me to Movie Crush, you've always been so precious to me. And if it's possible, even more precious now that you're carrying my first grandbaby. I love you, boo-boo. With love from Marmee. That's delightful.
Marmee's a really good grandma name.
Yeah, that's amazing.
My mom is Mimi, but Marmee is – I really like that.
My mom is Gran, and then my mother-in-law is Abba.
Go Abba.
Yeah.
Like Dancing Queen.
Abuelo. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. All right, next we got one from Roger Eyes R. Weird. I like it. Lori D. Loving – you are my favorite part of life. That's it.
That says it all. Mm-hmm. Austin Handler, one of our old friends, says, Colin.
Oh, wait. It's Lori D. Loving you is my favorite part of life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Old friend Austin Handler says, Colin, you have been through a lot this last year, and now you're on the other side of it. We couldn't be more proud of you. You will do great things, and if you need us, we're here to support you every step of the way.
David Knapp says, hey, Katrina, Chuck and Noel are reading this message.
That's it?
Yeah.
Man, I keep asking you if that's it. I think maybe it's
I should do a downward inflection. That's what I should do.
I think that's what it
is. Yeah, no, that's definitely what it is.
One of our old friends, Meenal Dada, says, a very happy holiday season to Chuck and Noel. On all the many podcast hosts who are my constant companions and have literally changed my life. You don't know me, but you live in my ears and heart through the good times and bad. Boy, that is very nice.
It is nice. We live in your ears and heart like some sort of worm.
I take the heart. You got to live in the ears.
All right. What? All right. I'm fine with the ears. This one comes from Berta Boozin Ferguson, top fan. Kristen Oliveros, you are my favorite person to share love of movie trivia.
All right.
Trivia. Uh-huh. Downward inflection.
Is that it?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Anna Shrestha says, to my brother Matt, who's probably the person who shaped my movie selection the most, thanks, big brother. Thanks, big brother.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet. Next, we've got one from top fan Matthias Larson. Shout out to my dame, my doll, my looka, my skirt, my femme fatale, my lady, my wife, Madeline. You're the shadow in my alley. You're the fingerprint on my lapel. Love you to death, kid. Heart emoji.
Boy, you're the perfect person to read that, Noel. You do that voice well.
Thanks, Chuck.
Brittany Macedo says, I love you, Bo Donnell. I hope you're listening to those episodes of the podcast. You're my rock and rainbow on a cloudy day.
Very nice. This one's from Bruce Conwell, a very simple message. Hi, Dad. I miss you.
It's sad. Adam Papuga. To my darling daughter, Zoe. Ramsey's just laughing at us. To my darling daughter, Zoe, I'm so proud that you love movies as much as I do. I'm glad that for your first movie experience that I took you to see a great film, Moana, the best Disney princess. I can't wait for the movie discoveries and adventures we will take together as you grow up.
Very nice. This one comes from MD Charnley. To my wife, Britt, you constantly impress me with your drive, your attitude, and your kindness.
Very nice. Heidi Laumann says, shout out to myself. Since I'm the only person I know who listens to this podcast, I'm proud of you for continuing to fight each day during these 2 years of crushing illness.
Oh, my gosh. That's a really nice
Keep
message
going.
Of self-affirmation.
Yes.
I think that's really important. Yeah, we wish you the best, too, and thank you for listening. Next, we've got one from Luke Harkleroad, top fan. To my wife, Katie, you are the most beautiful, amazing person in the world, and I cannot believe how lucky I am to get to share my life with you.
Great. Aaron Amorosino says, to my soul mate, Summer, you're amazing in every way, and I want to be your fish in common for years and years to come. I love you.
Nice. Joshua Rhodes got an odd one. I love it. It just says, pants, pants, pants.
Leah Mitchell says, Merry Christmas to my sons, Jake and Levi. Thanks for supporting my podcast obsession and pretending to be excited when I'm gushing over the fact that I'm Chuck and Noel's old pal. You are indeed.
You sure are, and we are yours. Eve, well, I don't know, I can't speak to that, but I'd like to be. I would like to think that we're your old pals.
You just ruined it, Noel.
I'm sorry. Gosh. Okay, well, I'll make up for it with this one. Eve Elizabeth Lee says, shout out to my friends Julie and Brian. They've been welcoming me and all the other tired-ass parents in the north side of Cincinnati into their homes for years, hosting potlucks and holidays and game nights, and are easily some of the least full of shit people I know. Love a good not full of shit person.
Yeah.
When they say they want to really connect, to be givers, to share resources, and be good neighbors, holy shit, are they serious. Truly the kind of people that would give you the shirt off their back. They've set an outstanding example for the rest of us, and they inspire me to be a better parent and friend. Exemplary fucking humans. I love you guys.
That's great. Brett Wellstead says, Tracy, thanks for helping our family create holiday traditions. It's fun to see our kids get excited about Elf and puzzles and baking day this time of year. I love you, and I love the story our family is creating.
Did I tell you that I watched Elf for the first time with Eden, my daughter, who had never seen Elf either, and we watched it together?
We did a whole bit on Mini Crush.
I just don't remember if I had told you Eden was involved, but
yes,
that was very special.
That is
she
great.
Really enjoyed every minute of it, too.
Great movie.
Yeah, for sure. This one's top fan Christy Richardson to my one and only movie crush, Nathan. That's sweet. From finding you by chance at a movie theater, what, after college, to seeing Empire Strikes Back on our wedding day, to dressing up like Jedi to see Phantom Menace a few years later, and then being intensely disappointed. I'm kidding. That's me editorializing. To screaming at Kylo Ren and now watching Baby Yoda together. I love you more than the stars.
I love it.
The stars.
Trish Lauderhouse Gilbreth, one of our oldest of friends, says, Mike, thank you for being you. You're a fantastic husband and father. Our son is lucky to have such a wonderful role model. I love you more.
That is so sweet. Next, we've got a name that I've been itching to say out loud, Chuck. Debbie Frankadakis.
Yes.
Shout out to my all-gender derby team, the Usual Suspects, and my new house team, the Shotgun Sheilas. Assuming she is talking about some roller derby here.
Yeah, she's a derby gal.
Yeah. Y'all keep me both sane and crazy.
I love it. Richard C. Anderson says to my wife, Rebecca, love you very much. Thanks for putting up with all my movie trivia and my addiction to the Lost Boys.
I love The Lost Boys.
Yeah, good stuff.
Did you see the straight-to-video sequel?
I did not.
I think there's two of them, actually.
Really? Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right, this one is from Jenny Britt to Chucky, 86 Cheese Dip. You'll know what it means.
Who's that from?
Jenny Britt.
Oh.
To Chucky.
I worked with Jenny in college at Mexicali Grill.
Really?
86 Cheese Dip.
86 Cheese Dip.
That's funny. And I was Chucky at Mexicali.
Oh, this is, you're serious?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
Because there was already a Chuck who worked there. And so they called me Chucky
that
to keep
is,
it straight.
Inside. Love tough. This.
That's funny. She lives in Savannah. She's great. Aaron Snell says, to the Movie Crushers community, Chuck and Noel, I've had a rough year fighting a bulging disc and constant pain. I watch movies lying on my floor while unloading my back and stiff on a kitchen chair for support. Man, discussing, we'll see, I didn't click more on this one either. Discussing them with you guys, .. I'll just finish it. Has been really great for me. I hope I did that justice, Aaron.
I'm sure you did.
I'm sorry to hear about your back, man.
No,
I hope you
no
feel
joke.
Better
no
soon.
Joke. Absolutely. This one's from Jake Hale, and he just says, oh, this is so wholesome, and I agree.
Yes, it is. Zachary Lewis William Feewig, great. Christian, Violet, and Ivy, you girls are the best things in my life, the luckiest husband slash daddy. Thank you for being my movie buddies.
This one is a message from the future, or from the past, rather, from Mike DeRussia to himself. Future me, you fool! I told you not to do it! And he did. It's true.
Abby Zacco says, Mom and Dad, I love you more than I can ever explain. You've always been such an inspiration to me. You were always so selfless and gave me so much to take care of. Alex, my brother, I'll never know the pain you feel from losing him. But just know I'm always here for you. You are my everything.
Next, we've got one from Margarita Saramago, top fan. Vivian, thank you for being such a good friend to me this year. I love spending time with you, and I'm always grateful that you're down to watch movies with me and keep my cinematic addiction alive and kicking.
Nice. So you got one more?
I got three more.
Oh, you got three more? Okay. Krista Scott says, to my youngest 9-year-old Carolyn, line, not Lynn, wink, wink. Sorry, Caroline, who spent 3 weeks at the Children's Hospital in Kansas City back in February. Caroline, you're braver than Wonder Woman, my little boo-boo. Merry Christmas.
Molly Thibodeau, top fan, says, I lost my dad last year, and I just love and miss him so much. I will be watching some holiday classics and eating snacks in your memory, Pops. Double hearts. Yeah, it's harder. It's real hard around the holidays when you've lost a parent and you have fond holiday traditions and memories that come back to you. But all you can do is just honor them and just think, you know, pleasant thoughts and really, you know, honor the person's memory and do the things you did with them, you know, in memory of them.
Yeah,
that's lovely.
That's good stuff, Noel. Vanessa Cashman, one of our oldest friends, says, thanks to Chuck and Noel and all the Crushers for an awesome community who loves films as much as I do. You are a big, bright part of my day.
And you are a big, bright part of ours.
For sure.
I think I can speak for both of us on that. Jessica Price says, Charlotte, thanks for all the Saturday afternoons watching movie reviews together because we lived too far away from the theater to get to watch new movies. We both made it out of the country and to the world of culture eventually. Love you, sister.
That's great. I used to sit around and watch Siskel and Ebert at the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Sarah Nagy, one of our old friends, says, thank you to my boyfriend, Ian, for letting me listen to my favorite podcast like this one while we drive across state to my family functions. Can't wait to force you. I mean, watch Muppets Christmas Carol this season.
Love it. This is my last one. This is Katie Scott. To my darling husband, Rob, thank you for introducing me to Movie Crush, and may you get just as excited as I do when they say your name on the podcast.
Jade Wright says, Merry Christmas to the best husband in the world and my favorite person to watch movies with. I love you so much, David, and it means even more coming from Chuck's voice. And this is the last one, Noel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a special one. This is from someone I know, Jessica Fiorucci Ulrich, who I haven't really talked about her before, but she was, by virtue of fate and good luck on our part, she was our adoption caseworker.
What?
When Emily and I went to Tulsa.
Oh.
And when we got there, she met with us, and she was wonderful, and she said at the end of the first meeting, I got to tell you, I'm a Stuff You Should Know fan, didn't want to freak you out at first. But, you know, you're in good hands. And something about that whole experience just made us feel warmer and more taken care of.
Totally.
And like we had a true friend. And Jessica is just the best. She has two wonderful boys and a great new husband. And she says this, for my husband, Jared, I fall asleep during every movie we watch. Not only does he love me, despite that annoying habit, he always watches the parts I missed over again with me. That is love. That is truly love, and all this collectively is true love, everyone.
Completely agree, Chuck. This is a great idea.
It was wonderful. We're going to do this again next year. Might have to split it into two parts if it grows. And if you didn't get your comment up, I'm sorry about that. I had to take it down at a certain point because I didn't want people to get cheated by not having it read on the air. And we just can't do this for like 3 hours.
No.
Because no one would listen.
It's true.
So thanks for a great year, everyone. Merry Christmas. And hope you're with ones that you are with today that you love. And if you aren't, I hope you will be with them soon.
Same. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.